Welcome to the Thrive Home Show. Here's your host, Indy's dopest realtor, Michael Bounds.
All right. So I just want to introduce you guys. You know, we have we graduated together, Dave. So we went to high school. And so it's a real blessing to have you guys on my show today. And just wanted to kind of chop it up with you guys. I miss you. We've been trying to get to dinner. I've been really busy. And then as soon as slow down, we kind of get a coronavirus. So this is a great way to connect. And I want to highlight you guys because you guys inspire me. Like there's times it's really tough. And I think, you know what, I don't have, you know, a lot, you know, on my plate. So not as much as you guys. So I want everybody to see you guys. You guys are really, you dope people. So anyway, tell me about you. I know, David, you're a chef. So you you work for Lucas at the Lucas Oil Raceway, right? Or the stadium.
Lucas Oil Stadium. And the stadium.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was race car. So my head, race come to my head. So tell me about that.
You were football too, weren't you?
I know. Tell me about that. How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been a chef since I was 14. Well, not a chef, but I started working in the kitchen when I was in high school at the Machinga Mischa Country Club.
Back in the day, Marion.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Went to college, traveled the country, working at different hotels and opening hotels and then a restaurant and then a couple other restaurants and then I spent a few years at Purdue University and then I went down to Lucas Oil Stadium and the Convention Center. So we operate both venues, 65,000 seat stadium and about a 2 million square foot convention center. So
crazy. That's crazy.
You meet a lot of people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you're really good at it, man. I've had your cooking. So I've been to your restaurant. So it's really cool. So, and Sarah is, pre-law, going to law school.
Thank you. Yeah, I start back. Well, I had a summer break, and I start classes on Monday. But my journey's been a little long, just because I had to take 2 years off to battle leukemia.
Yeah. So in the middle of this, you guys, I just want to set the table. In the middle of us helping them build a home in Lafayette. She was battling this, and this was what was really inspiring to me. She did it with such grace. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was July of 2017 when I had gone to my general practitioner for migraine symptoms and for not and feeling dizzy and just not feeling well. Mm-hmm. And he said, let's do a blood test. And I said, okay, not thinking anything. And the next day I'm at my internship at the prosecutor's office. And I get a phone call from my doctor's office that said, you need to call us now. And I was like, okay. So I stepped outside, I called them and they said, well, the doctor wants to talk to you. And you know, that's never good when the doctor wants to talk to you directly. So he comes on the line about a minute later and tells me the news and what I need to do. And I lost it. I got really upset. My coworkers prayed with me and they held me. And one of them even called David because I was too upset to do it. And David came and got me and we went and got Preston. He was 2.5 at the time and he's 5.5 now. And we went down to IU to Methodist and got more blood work done. And that night I was started on chemo at the cancer center. And I spent 30 days. Days, I think, in the hospital.
30 days on chemo.
30 days on chemo.
And another couple weeks.
Yeah. After that. The diagnosis was acute myeloid leukemia, which basically means that I had no white blood cells to fight off infections, and my bad cells were fighting my good white blood cells and winning. So they had to get that out. And so then after that, they said you needed a bone marrow transplant. And at the time I was like, well, what is that? You know, but it's basically just resetting your immune system with somebody else's white blood cells. Okay. So they tested my brother and he was only a half match. So they went to what's called the Be the Match Registry, which is awesome organization. They went to the registry and they found a donor for me, which took a couple months to do. But December of 2017, I had my first bone marrow transplant. Again, another 30-day visit at the hospital, followed by weeks after that.
Well, you had also continuous chemo to keep your bone marrow basically gone.
Gone, yeah. I had no immune system.
Now, I want to also interject in this. In the middle of this, you're building a brand new house. Like,
yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is crazy.
It's crazy. And, you know, you were working with us before July of 17, before the diagnosis. You and David were talking back and forth about how to get our finances in order and mortgages and options. And we had just started to explore that. And then I got sick.
So there was times where, I mean, this, you know, there were times where you wore hats and you were, you know, like you, and that, praise God, you're in remission, correct?
Which I am.
On Facebook.
1 year.
Congratulations. So you've been in this. But I didn't mean it. I just wanted to set the table for the folks to know that, like, in the middle of this, this is what's so inspiring, you guys. These are my friends / clients. Like, they're doing amazing. You guys did something absolutely amazing, and it's yeah, like literally at the closing, Sarah, you were unable to attend because you were in the hospital.
I was getting my second bone marrow transplant while David did the closing and had to sign for me as like power of attorney.
Yeah.
And he and my mom, basically he though, moved the entire house. So I was, because we had a small, we were renting and we wanted to get out of that renting cycle. We wanted to be able to roots and be able to put equity into our own pocket instead of somebody else's.
Absolutely.
So this was actually a year and a half long process to go from starting to talk with you about getting our finances in order to get to closing. And then we're here in West Lafayette and we love this house. It's great.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really, you made it so much easier to go through the process and we appreciate it very much.
Really, it's, to be honest with you, it's y'all. I just tell you what to do and you guys just did it. It's not really, it looks like me, but y'all just made me look better.
And you still continue to help us even 2 years. We've been in this house 2 years and I'm still sending you messages like, the mortgage company just sent me this about escrow. What does this mean? You know, or what is, you know, this fund and how did, because we had that issue where they misapplied a payment and it's like,
yeah. So I'm a coach, like this is lifelong. This is a relationship. So anytime you guys have any questions or about anything, if I don't know the answer to it, I don't know all the answers, y'all. I'm going to tell you guys that right now, but I'll find it. And that's, I love that you think of me anytime, you know, anytime you have a question about that stuff, that's dope. That's my job. That means I'm doing the right thing. So, but yeah. So tell me, when you're going through the process, what are some myths? What is it? Something that someone who is, let's talk to you 2.5 years ago before you guys made the decision, or actually it'd be 3 years ago. What would you tell your future, your past self, to so that they move forward and take that first step of buying a house?
I guess a lot of the fear has to do with financing. Making sure that you can finance your home and that you don't necessarily need $25,000. You can get other loans and USDA loans and not have to put anything down.
Right.
It's really very little to do it. I think for a lot of people, especially our age, we look at the 25% down and we're like, we don't have the bank, but there are other loans out there. There's other things that you can do. And you knew all about those. So you helped walk us through.
My jam. Finance is my jam. So I try to help everybody with that from that perspective, because that's a common thing. Most people just don't know where to start. So the biggest thing is I just coach you up and I just say, hey, this is what everybody's looking for. And you guys were perfect clients. You guys did everything, you know, I asked you guys to do. Dave, you want to add to that, my man?
I'm sorry.
Did you want to add to that?
No. I just smiling.
Okay. Well, that's what you do. Hey, so like during the process, was there any like any times during the process while you were building your home that I may have helped you guys that you think that that kind of helped through the process?
I think probably one of the biggest ones was
and talking about financing. This is finance thing story.
But one of the biggest things I think was being a new home and the assessment of the property taxes and the escrow, you know, giving us the heads up, hey, you're paying this much, they're going to give you a refund. Don't spend the refund, send it back. Because the tax are going to go, you know. So.
And then to add to that, make sure that they apply the escrow payment correctly.
Right, they'll apply it to your principal. And it's the same thing. What's so great is I have so many people reaching out to me, and it's common. So my job is to coach you guys up when you have, like, throughout this whole thing. Like, and then, you know, whenever you guys are ready to sell, you call me up, and I'll walk you through that too. So it's just, you know, I want to be here for you guys. That's all, you know. Anyway, so
you are.
I know going through the process, we were building the home, and interest rates kind of had went up. And I know the builder, you were pre-approved, and we had to make a change through the middle of this from a finance perspective, because your rate had jumped. And how did we overcome that? Do you guys recall that? Do you remember?
I remember you researched mortgage companies and we switched
mortgage companies.
We got like three different quotes. We went with one, then the rate went up, and then we were like, that won't work. So then you found us somebody else.
Yeah. So my job is what I try to do is I try to navigate obstacles for you guys. So when that happened, I'm really good at finance. So I knew that there was other options. So we just switched you to another option. So anyway, that's all I was trying to demonstrate there. So, how's Preston? Do they have school going? Like, what's going on at Lafayette? You sending them out, or are you guys on homeschooling?
No, he starts the 20th kindergarten.
Okay. My
baby. And we,
oh man.
No, because we didn't think a kindergartner would have the attention span to do a 5-hour
Zoom call
online.
Yeah.
E-learning program. So we're going to try it there.
Cool.
But he starts on the 20th. So.
Kindergarten. That's bananas, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Those were the days. Those were the days. So, anyway.
You got one in a couple years going to kindergarten.
Yep, I do. I got one coming up. So, hopefully, she's trucking around here. I'm surprised you don't hear. She's a tank. So I'm surprised the room isn't shaking. So she's so cute.
Love the pictures on Facebook.
Well, yeah, you inspire too, because of the leukemia, Sarah's probably not able to have children. So we're hopefully someday planning on adopting a second child. So
you know what? So, it's an absolute blessing. It's remarkably easy. Like, the love, it's amazing. Like, it's been, and people, you know, say all the time, oh, you know, you saved her, but she's been just as much of a blessing. She's been more of a blessing to us, than, you know, we've been to her. So I get it. So I wish you guys blessings on that. You guys should, you know, there's so many kids out there that just need love. And, there's plenty of people to live with. You guys have a beautiful home, and you guys have a lot of love to share. So if I can be a resource for you guys in that, I connect you guys with Amy. She's the quarterback on that. So I'd like to think that I did something, but at the end of the day, she's driving that bus. So did she text you yet? I gave her your number. Okay, yep. She'll text you. And now we're on tape, so make sure.
She's busy, so I know. It's okay.
Yeah, but we will. If not, I'll get you her number, so it's not a big deal, so y'all can connect. So anything else you guys want to add or anything like that?
We just want to say thank you for everything you've done for us, and we really, really appreciate it. And you make the process that much easier for us and to get us out of that renting cycle. We really appreciate it.
You know what? All it is just, it's really easy when you know what the steps are. And you guys, I want to thank you for being amazing friends and making it really, you guys make me look easy, because y'all just did what you needed to do. And you're a superwoman over there doing it in the middle of cancer. Who does that? So the other day I just had a lady cancel because it was raining. She canceled our appointment because it's raining. But yet you have Preston, you have David, and you went through cancer and you built a house. That's superwoman stuff. I just want you to know that. All right. So thank you guys so much. You guys were my very first guest on the show. And when I'm done, we'll get it all edited, and I'll tag you guys in it. So be blessed. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Hey, not a problem.
Not a problem. Have all a right, good y'all. Day.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right, bye.